Okay, good morning today. We are going to give you now, for all teachers, a personal protocol that you can do at home to prepare yourself for your teaching day, but to also prepare energetically for whatever you do each and every day. So we recommend that you begin to discipline yourself to meditate daily if you can, in the morning if you can, if not, during the evening before you go to sleep. And this will help on many levels. So we're going to start with a relaxation exercise to prepare your mind and your heart for teaching and for keeping your energy field aligned and balanced. So we're going to begin by breathing in through the nose and exhaling through the mouth 14 times. At your own speed, you're going to breathe in very slowly, a deep full breath into the belly, then up into the chest. And when you exhale from the diaphragm and lungs, and then the stomach and abdominal area. So as you breathe in, you're going to breathe in the vibration of centering and focus. And as you exhale, you're just simply going to let go of stress of any kind. All worries, all concerns, your to-do list, your curriculum, whatever you're going to be doing that day, just let it go for a moment so that your awareness can be in the here and now. So as you breathe in, and your brain begins to relax, you're going to become more focused, aware, and awake. That's your intention. So as you breathe in, you're going to feel the body relaxing from your forehead to your eyes to your jaw to the muscles in your neck and your shoulders to your fingers, your toes, your calves, your belly. Allow the body to completely relax so the mind can be awake and alert, so the soul, your light, can be present. Allow the body from head to toe to fingers go into a deep state of relaxation. As you relax, you become more expanded in your awareness. Now, using your intention and the power of thought, bring your awareness into the solar plexus and begin to release all excessive energies that may have built up in your belly. Let it go down through your feet into the center of the earth as you create your grounding with the earth energies. This is to stabilize the body and to keep the body in balance. Then bring your awareness up into the chest, opening up the heart space for clear communications, not only with yourself, but with your family members, your co-workers, your friends, and your students. And then bringing awareness up into the throat, keeping the power of the voice open so that you can communicate clearly, not only with yourself, with your higher self, but with all concerned. And then bringing awareness into the center of the brain, which is going to begin to balance the hemispheres in your brain, balance the intuition and the logic, the thinking with the feelings and emotions, staying centered right in the middle part of your brain, and then allow that feeling sensation to travel gently down your spinal column to the base of your spine. Okay, now bring your awareness back into the heart center, and we're going to release, we're going to let go of all attachments that you may have to everybody, except for children under 18 years old that are in your family. So you're going to make sure that you are releasing all attachments to students, family members, co-workers, administration, etc., so that you can keep your space and your boundaries very clear. And now we're going to do a quick visualization of the violet light that is symbolically and literally coming from way high above your body and showering down upon your body and your energy field that surrounds your body. And it's going to begin to reset your energies and vibrations. It's going to clear your space of all sense of energetic debris, if you will, and fog, heaviness, density. And it's going to begin to uplift your energy to the highest frequency possible for this day. And from your heart space, you're going to ask to the universe to provide for you the highest vibration possible for all concerned for this day. Allow the universe to provide for you all that you need for this day. Feeling more awake, more alert. And now as you feel very focused and centered, we're going to do an exercise for communication with your class, the administration, school system in general. Which will be very easy to do. So we're going to ask you now to take a deep breath. And using your intuition, your power of imagination, you're going to envision in the four corners of your physical space, four pillars of light that come from the heart of the universe. These are stabilizing vibrations that will help keep your space safe and clear and loving. These pillars of light can energize your space and bring a sense of calm and safety and peace for your personal environment and for your classroom environment. Now, from your heart space, imagine that your heart has an eye that it can actually see, different than how your physical eyes can see. It feels more like a knowing, and it has a sense of feeling vibration, kinesthetic vibration. So you're going to find that place within your heart that's the communication aspect of your body and your being. And you're going to feel and imagine and sense communicating soul to soul with your students. So this is on a nonverbal level. This is on a telepathic level where you are connecting with your students. It could also be with family members and coworkers, anyone you choose. And you're going to create the feeling experience of not only what and how you want to teach them, but what they spiritually are here to learn. So this is a soul-to-soul level of communication. So you can do this with problem students. You can do this with administrators. You can do this with your spouse, your kids, your parents, anyone you choose. And the communication is instant. So it's a two-way communication. You are giving and you are receiving. Going to communicate with them telepathically what is really, truly important in learning and growing and maturing and discipline and self-awareness. And you're also going to receive communications from their soul. Really what they are there to learn. It could be levels of self-acceptance, self-empowerment, communication, respect, receiving. Knowing who they are, why they're here. Now, let's take another deep breath, and we're going to shift focus slightly. Now, from again, the eye of the heart, you're going to establish rapport with your students. Rapport meaning a heart connection, one that is loving, non-judgmental, unconditional, accepting. You can do this with family members, again, with administrators, co-workers, your friends. Once you establish that heart-to-heart connection, it will always be there. Now, let's take a particular subject area and choose a curriculum goal and objective. And you're going to envision from your heart that you are writing content that is very clear and specific. And you're going to envision that already happening. Going to envision yourself teaching the curriculum, and the students are receiving it in the way that they can understand it and integrate it into their life and begin to express the lessons inherent in the goals and objectives. You're going to see it in space-time as already accomplished, as already done, for the highest benefit of all concerned. Now let's take another slow deep breath. We're going to again shift to another level here. So now choose a problem area that you would like resolution with. It could be a classroom issue, it could be a administrative issue, it could be a parent-teacher issue. Choose a problem area that's most outstanding right now for you, and you're going to hold that energy deep in your heart, with the understanding and the knowing that it is already resolved, that it has already been healed, that it is already done. Going to feel in your heart the resolution has already occurred, the healing has already occurred, The understanding has been established. That everything has been resolved to the highest degree for the benefit of all concerned. And then take a deep breath and let it go. And we're going to do one more level, which is very important for you. So this is on the level of teacher burnout, stress, even post-traumatic stress disorder, so to speak, of any kind. This will include feelings of overwhelm, not being appreciated, taken advantage of, taken for granted, unacknowledgement. Now, allow your body to feel that sense of burnout, of exhaustion. And all those thoughts and feelings that go with that level of stress. Maybe wanting to just quit and give up and go do something else. Not seeing a way out of the dilemma, feeling a victim, but definitely feeling overwhelmed and exhausted. And now take a deep breath and we're going to breathe in instinctively the solution to this condition. Ask the heart of the universe, the friendly universe, now to bring forward to you through the in-breath, take a deep breath, the resolution to this. It's a cultural, it's a group consciousness level, and it's also a personal issue level. You don't have to know consciously what the solution is. You're going to breathe into your body. You're going to breathe into your mind and your heart the solution for burnout and exhaustion. So now we're going to release, literally from the body, from the brain, from the mind, from the emotions, all that accumulated energy that is sustaining this sense of burnout and exhaustion. Just begin to let it go through the out-breath, that you are actually beginning to release not only the symptoms of burnout, but the actual cause. The cause and effect relationship of this burnout and exhaustion syndrome. Just let it go from your mind, let it go from your body, and begin to breathe in solutions, to breathe in that light, the light of understanding, the light of inner knowing, the light of intuition, the power of unconditional love and allowance. Now take your focus to your kidneys and your lower back, both kidneys and adrenal glands at the same time. And begin to breathe in this very strong red-orange energy. We're going to revitalize the kidneys and adrenal glands. Breathe in this red-orange vibration, and then yellow. And then we're going to balance it with the green, this very beautiful forest green. Allowing the kidneys and adrenal glands to come back into balance. Stabilizing the adrenaline and cortisol levels. And then calming the kidneys down with this beautiful deep blue vibration. And allowing that blue to come into your kidneys and adrenal glands during any times of stress and worry. Now bring awareness to the left side of your body, where your spleen is. And we're going to energize and balance the spleen with golden light, with a little bit of red-purple and white light. The spleen helps to regulate your body chi, life force energy. And now we're going to breathe in a nice, beautiful pink energy into the liver to help the liver to detoxify and to let go of stress and worry. Beautiful, deep rose pink. A little bit of silver. Silver is like vibrational antibiotic, if you will. It helps to heal the liver. And then bringing now a golden white light up into the lungs, deep into the diaphragm. Take a deep breath. I'm going to energize the lungs, begin to bring it back to full capacity, which will help to regulate your life force energy and to release any levels of accumulated stress in the system. Deep breath into the lungs. And now we're going to bring an awareness and a focus to your neck, your throat, and your thyroid and parathyroid glands. I'm going to breathe in again some really deep pink energy to help reset and recalibrate the functions of your thyroid gland, which influences weight and water retention in the body. It also relates to your empathic and sensitivities. And it relates to your metabolism. So allow that to reset naturally. And last, we're going to bring awareness now up into the center of the brain. Take a deep breath and bring all of your awareness to the very center of your brain. And imagine now that you're activating your latent brain centers and DNA, chromosomes and genes regarding your teaching abilities. Beginning to activate your innate knowledge of teaching kids and counseling parents and collaborating with administrators. Now allow that information that is beginning to become activated to be stored in your brain and used when needed. So you're going to create the intention. As needed, this will come forth. This will naturally flow forth from your voice, through your hands, through levels of your soul communication. Now, from the center of the brain, you're going to create this wonderful feeling state of feeling very empowered, where your personal space is strong, where you are communicating your knowledge and your ideas very clearly, and to where your truth is being accepted by all concerned. That your wisdom is being accepted and received, that you are being heard, that you are being recognized for who you are, a spiritual being having an earth experience through a physical body. Now, we're going to call forth from the heart of the universe, a guide for you. It is a teaching guide for the classroom. So just simply ask for this being to be present in your awareness. This is the first of many of your teaching guides. They will come and go. And this guide will help you in the classroom, will help you with your homework, your curriculum development, your goals and objectives, your communication with parents and other teachers and administrators and the school system in general. So you can ask this guide to be present in your daily meditations, but also before you start each teaching day, to be present there with you, with the kids in the classroom. And allow yourself, give yourself permission to receive guidance and instructions from this guide. This guide comes from your soul group. So is very aligned and connected with your life purpose. And has volunteered to be of service to you. Ask and you shall receive. You can ask the guide for a name or a color or a vibration or a symbol, a feeling, so that when this occurs, you will recognize that this guide is present with you. Allow your guide to teach along with you in the classroom. And when you are done learning the lesson of this guide, another guide will show up. All you need to do is ask. So we're going to give you a few moments now in reflection of all that has occurred in this meditation. So whatever is coming forth and being activated in the silence, we will allow a few moments for you to receive. And then when it is time, I will call you back to your body. Now begin to finish up. Take a slow deep breath. We're going to come back to the body now, allowing the integration of this meditation to occur naturally in divine right timing, knowing that this meditation is live and organic. Each time you listen, you will go to a deeper and newer level of receiving and awareness. The benefits are cumulative. So again, each listening will provide another layer of self-empowerment and self-awareness and expanded consciousness and greater self-expression naturally. Always remember to drink water after listening to this meditation, and always be grounded before you drive in your car. So coming back to your body, more awake, more alert, more alive, with more awareness of everything. Coming back in present time, I am here, I am now, I am. Okay, we're going to ground again. So feel that grounding connection from the feet, deep with the earth, deep into the earth, feeling the space above your head very open and expanded and connected to that light within. Feeling your heart space warm and loving, open and receptive, knowing that the power of teaching also comes through your hands and your voice. So when you're ready, slowly open the eyes, take another slow deep breath. And remembering always at the end of these meditations to give gratitude and thanks for all assistance given on all levels possible. And that these meditations are live and organic and evergreen, meaning they will last forever in the ethers, and each time you listen, it will be as if you are listening live for the first time. Allow the benefits to occur over time, naturally and effortlessly. Give yourself permission to just be who you are in all circumstances in life, knowing you're doing the best you can do. So when you're ready, stand up and stretch. Feeling that realignment in your spine, in your brain, in your spirit. We suggest you listen to this activation at least once a week in quiet space, but you may listen to this as needed, especially if you are going through something really big in your life. Knowing that doing this meditation will help to reduce and eventually eliminate stress, burnout, exhaustion. Practice, practice, practice. So until next time, we send our blessings and know that you're loved and supported. And this ends this recorded meditation for teachers.